T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Whitney, it's about time. It's about time you do this. You're in your apartment now. It's been a couple months. You're comfortable. Yeah. It's time to get a pet.
Settled in, moved in. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. Even with my parents 15 minutes away and my dear loving boyfriend 5 minutes away and other friends, it gets a little lonely.
It's a lot
times.
Of alone time. I totally get it. I
just feel like sometimes, you know, and I've been very open about, you know, my anxiety and my depression.
Sure.
And from a serious standpoint, I think it is, it's very therapeutic to have a pet.
Of course, yes.
They make you happy.
Absolutely. But the question, what kind of pet?
Well, okay, so I've always been a dog owner, like in my family.
Sure.
We've always had dogs.
Your family's dog, George.
I love dogs.
George had his first visit to the apartment.
That's right. Oh,
the other week.
God. Yeah, like made my week.
But do you think if you got another dog right now that George would get jealous?
So it's not about George getting jealous. I think he would be friends with it. I think what I need, though, to start, I need to like dip my toe in and maybe get something a little bit more low maintenance to start.
Sure, that's not a bad idea. Because again, you've never owned a pet by yourself before.
By myself, yeah.
It's a big step. It's a living creature that you are in charge of.
Yeah, and I have nightmares that like I have a dog and I forget to feed it for days. It's really terrible. Like a lot of recurring nightmares.
Let's start small.
Yeah.
Let's start small. But again, it begs the question, all right, well, if not a dog, what pet? And you can't do cats because cats,
I'm allergic.
You're allergic and they're also a little more high maintenance than maybe you want to start with.
Yeah, I'm allergic. That's all it is.
So,
I was thinking earlier, I was looking at pictures of mice.
Yeah,
because mice are just, you know, so cute.
Yeah, they are.
They can be easy to care for.
Relatively.
And they're more cuddly than like a fish.
Yeah, here's my thing. Okay. I just want to get this out of the way.
Okay.
Can we stop calling fish pets? They're not pets.
Well, that's rude.
No, but they're not. Think about it. They have zero personality. You literally, you can't pet them.
There's, some people would argue they have personality.
No one reaches in their hand in their aquarium and starts petting their fish.
You could. You could. You could go like that.
Well, here's also the thing. They're likely to die within the first 3 days of owning them.
Yeah. So when I was in second grade, I had two goldfish named Rachel and Samuel. And they lived for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was very traumatizing because I did bond with them. They were in my room in a fishbowl, and I bonded with them. They were gone.
Look, if you want to teach your children about death, you get fish. Like, that's their only purpose.
Oh, God.
But let's stop calling them pets and just call them for what they are. They're living artwork.
Well, that's
what it is.
That's not very nice.
Because it's pretty. It's soothing to watch. And, you know, if you see a nice aquarium, it's nice. But
you've clearly never had a betta fish.
I think I have.
You've had a betta fish.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I inherited a couple from my buddy when he graduated college.
You had a betta fish.
And then I took care of them until...
They're so pretty.
Until they froze to death.
Jesus! And you're going to have a kid? That's terrifying.
Well, okay, well, listen.
Couldn't even take care of a fish.
So it was over a break, and apparently they turned off the heat in my apartment building.
Oh, my God, Corey!
So, yeah, they met a sad demise.
I'm surprised. You know what you would be if you were a fish?
What?
You'd be a clownfish.
You're a clown.
You look like a clownfish.
But all right. But what should Whitney get as a pet? Cats are out. Dogs are out.
For now.
Fish are out. Clip PXY Safe text line 69822 or 222-9800. Whitney should get a lizard so she can bond with it. It's my favorite text.
Well, that's great. Because I'm a lizard person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I have the perfect solution.
Oh, God.
It's a pet that is unique, a pet that is a little less maintenance,
Corey.
And I think it's a pet that not only will you enjoy having around, but I think you're going to be able to relate very much to this pet based on some of its characteristics.
I feel an insult coming, and I don't appreciate it.
Well,
already.
That's offensive.
Already. I feel an insult.
I have your best interest in mind right now. I'm trying to help you.
Was it a snake?
And you're just throwing shade my way.
All right.
No. In fact.
What the hell?
Well, you said mouse, and I thought, well, what's cooler than a mouse? A chinchilla. You should get a chinchilla.
A chinchilla.
Mm-hmm. So listen to this.
That was so cute.
So they have a cute noise, right? So there's that. So, you know, they're good qualities. They've got soft, lush fur. They're inquisitive.
Oh.
They're boisterous by nature.
Boisterous.
They're very low maintenance pets. Those are the positives.
Wow.
I would say that you're pretty inquisitive.
I am inquisitive.
You're boisterous from time to time.
I am. Is that an insult?
You guys aren't, you don't see eye
noisy,
to eye.
Noisy, energetic, cheerful, and rowdy.
I think that's fair. Right?
High-spirited, vibrant. Okay, I'm boisterous.
It's not a full-on insult.
Thanks, Corey.
I mean, the low-maintenance thing you guys can't relate on, but other than that...
I knew it was going to be in there somewhere.
But let's look on the downside here, because, there's pros and cons to everything.
They smell terrible?
I don't think you smell terrible.
No, you were talking about the downsides, you idiot.
Yeah, and by the way, have you owned a chinchilla? Jump into the text line. Let us know what your experience is like. They
Corey.
Say they're very cute. Yeah, I know. They're adorable. They say on the downside, they're somewhat high strung and they have relatively short attention spans.
So it'd be like dealing with you every day. But
no,
home.
This is you.
That is not me.
High strung?
High strung?
Short attention span? They're a little neurotic. Chinchillas are basically little furry ewes. You have to get a chinchilla. You just have to.
Does the laugh kind of sounds like me, or the sound the chinchilla makes.
Yeah, listen to how adorable they are. They're like a living squeaky toy.
Oh my god, I want one. How much do they cost?
I don't know. I didn't look at the cost, but
oh my gosh. You
need, I don't care how much it costs. You need to get a chinchilla.
Do they cuddle?
Yeah, they have soft fur. Sure.
Oh, are they affectionate?
I don't know. I didn't say that in the thing I pulled
Corey,
up, but maybe.
God, do your research.
If anyone's selling a chinchilla. Whitney's looking for one.
Yeah, all right, cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.